Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
I'd like to wish everyone a happy day. My name is Father Victor Walkerwitz, and I'm with the Missionary Priest of the Blessed Sacrament. I want to thank your pastor, Father Sergio, for inviting me this weekend to talk to you about perpetual Eucharistic adoration in order to help strengthen perpetual adoration here at St. Anne's Parish. Adoration is simply appreciation that the Blessed Sacrament is really Jesus. This appreciation is expressed when a parish has a chapel that is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with permanent exposition of the Blessed Sacrament for adoration by the faithful. You are blessed here at St. Anne's to have such a chapel, and you have perpetual adoration here. A number of you participate by spending a scheduled hour each week in the chapel, and the Lord is very pleased with the many sacrifices that you make to keep your holy hours of adoration. But in order to maintain a strong and lasting program of perpetual adoration here, we need more adorers. It'd be just wonderful if each person in the parish was willing to spend just 1 hour once a week with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, so that every hour is covered with at least one person, and preferably two or more people, present in the chapel at all times, so that Jesus is never left alone, but the chapel can always be open, and together as a people of God, a community of faith, you express your faith and your love in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Because our communal love for Jesus at Mass must go together with our personal love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in order for our love to be complete. The Lord calls us to communal worship today. We come as a parish family to give glory to the Father and to express our unity in Christ. Then Jesus stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament day and night to call us back to himself sometime during the week, that we may spend some quiet time with him in prayer in order to deepen our unity, our friendship, and our personal relationships with Jesus our Savior, who says, "Come to me, it is really I." In other words, come to where he is. Where he is in person, Jesus dwelling with us here on earth today in the Blessed Sacrament. We all know that when you love someone, you want to be with the one you love. And the more you love someone, the more you want to be with that special person. This explains the very mystery of our Catholic faith. Why it is that Jesus stays with us day and night in the Blessed Sacrament. It's simply because he loves us so much that he never wants to leave us. For he says, "Behold, I am with you always, for I have loved you with an everlasting love, and constant is my affection for you." Our faith tells us that the same Jesus born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, the same Jesus who died on the cross and rose again for our sins and rose again on Easter Sunday, waits for us in this sacrament of love, where he appeals to each one of us. Could you not watch 1 hour with me? This hour that Jesus wants you to spend with him is spent any way that you want, with your own favorite prayer book, reading the Holy Bible, praying the Holy Rosary, speaking to Jesus heart to heart, as one does with a friend. Or you may be so tired or troubled or worn out that you may just want to sit and relax and enjoy the sweet peace that comes from simply being with the one who loves you the most, Jesus, in the most blessed sacrament. The church teaches us that Jesus is so appreciative that every moment you spend with him will deepen your unity with him and make your soul everlastingly more beautiful and glorious in heaven. Would you now please pray with me to our Blessed Lady that everyone in the parish may want to participate so that it may continue on here at St. Anne's with a much stronger and lasting program of perpetual Eucharistic adoration. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Each of us has his or her own personal reasons for wanting to spend an hour each week with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I'd like to share just two that we all have in common: the joy we give to him and the graces he gives to us. We all know that when you love someone, you experience a joy in being with the one you love. A mother can hardly wait to hold her newborn infant. A father's joy is being with his children. Grandparents delight in seeing their grandchildren. Friends treasure the moments they spend together. And sweethearts find it difficult to leave each other's company. And the more you love someone, the greater the joy you have in being with that person. This is the point, because Jesus loves you infinitely. Unlimited is the joy that you bring to his Sacred Heart when you come to spend an hour with him in the Blessed Sacrament. Even if you feel like you're the worst person in the world, the worse you feel yourself to be, the more joy you bring to Jesus when you humble yourself and go to him in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus says to us, do not be afraid. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Jesus stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament day and night to refresh us in mind and heart and spirit by lavishing on us those graces that encourage us, strengthen us, comfort us, guide us, and inspire us to place all of our trust in his most Sacred Heart, so that the power of his love may cast out every fear, doubt, worry, and anxiety that we have. For he says, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. My peace is my gift to you. Cast all your anxiety upon the Lord who cares for you. For nowhere on earth are you more loved. Nowhere on earth are you more welcomed. Nowhere on earth is your presence more appreciated than in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, where he loves you with a personal love as if you were the only one in the whole world. And with each visit, you will grow in your conviction of his infinite love for you. And the more lovable we see ourselves to be in his eyes, the more loving we can be with one another. Others also share in the blessings of your holy hour of prayer, because one person coming before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament represents all mankind. Every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth experiences a new effect of God's goodness, grace, and mercy with every holy hour of prayer that you spend with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. An advantage of having the chapel open all the time is that everyone can participate, because everyone can find at least 1 hour a week to spend with Jesus. And whatever hour you choose, morning, afternoon, evening, or night, is most pleasing to the Lord. And we need adorers for all the hours. But the hour that we need people the most is one of the night hours, between midnight and 6 a.m. because those are the hours that it is most difficult to find volunteers for. So those who can, we ask you to please help us out and to take one of these difficult hours. For those willing to make this sacrifice and take one of these hours in the middle of the night, first, God will bless you 10 times as much for doing so, because God cannot be outdone in generosity. Whenever we are generous with Him, He is 10 times more generous with us. Second, it was in the middle of the night that Jesus asked for His first holy hour of prayer, when, during His agony in the garden, He began to sweat blood at the realization that the gift that He had just given to us on Holy Thursday night, the complete gift of Himself and the Eucharist, would be appreciated by so few and be rejected by so many. Then Jesus saw before Him in the garden every holy hour of prayer that would be made by those who love Him so much as to be willing to make a sacrifice and keep Him company, even in the middle of the night. This made up for the grief and agony that He felt, for then He knew that His love would be returned, for He's about to make for us the greatest sacrifice of all, whereby He said, "Greater love than this no man has than to lay down his life for his friends." Third, sacrifice is the language of love. Through Christ's perfect sacrifice on the cross, we have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Good Friday follows Holy Thursday because Good Friday is the price that Jesus paid to institute the Eucharist on Holy Thursday night. He gave up His body on the cross for love of you, that today He may give you His body in Holy Communion. When we receive communion, what we receive is not bread, but the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Savior, who shed His very last drop of blood on the cross, that today He may fill you with the fullness of His divine life and love in this holy sacrament. There is no sacrifice that compares with the sacrifice that Jesus continually makes for love of you in the Holy Eucharist. But every sacrifice you make for love of Him, by being willing to spend an hour each week with Him in the middle of the night, consoles and comforts His heart. For those who do not know Him or love Him, it wins countless graces for the whole world to turn to Him who said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to Myself." Through the power of the Eucharist, Christ will draw all mankind to Himself. Your sacrifice releases His power upon the whole world, for sacred Scripture tells us that it is the faith of man that releases the power of God. Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched Me? Because I felt power coming from Me." Those who are willing to make a sacrifice and go to Jesus in the middle of the night, touch His heart and release His power, His grace, and His healing love upon all humanity. This is why St. John Paul II appealed to the Catholic laity when he said, "The Church and the world have a great need for Eucharistic adoration. Let us be generous with our time in going to meet Him. May our adoration never cease." Because this is what will bring about a flowering of God's kingdom on earth and lasting peace to the world. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to strengthen perpetual adoration here at St. Anne's, invitations will be given out. And we ask the ushers at this time to please hand out the invitations and the pencils. We invite all of you who are not signed up for a scheduled hour each week of adoration to do so at this time. This will include those who are new in the parish, those who may have been signed up for a scheduled hour each week of adoration in the chapel in the past, but had to drop out for some reason and are able to do so again, and those who for any reason have not yet signed up but feel ready to do so now. Those who are already signed up and are spending a scheduled hour each week in adoration need not sign up again. This appeal is only for new adorers. We ask you to fill out the invitations now. All we need on the invitation are your name and your telephone number, and somebody will call you up to find out the day and hour that you want. If you think that you know right now the time of day that you'd like to spend your hour, then you may want to check off morning, afternoon, evening, or night on question two of the invitation. Once again, please keep in mind that we need people for all the hours. Whatever hour you choose is most pleasing to the Lord, but we especially need adorers for the night hours. If you do not know right now the time of day that you'd like to spend your hour, then you can just leave question two blank, because somebody will be calling you anyway to find out the time that you want. I want to ease your mind by saying that you can change your day and your hour anytime that you want. And if in any particular week there's a conflict in your schedule and you're unable to make your holy hour, please do not worry about it, because there's a substitute system. This is not to put a burden on you. Rather, it's to take all the burdens off you. The third question on the invitation concerns the organization of perpetual adoration, the leadership structure to ensure that all the hours are covered and being filled. And your leadership structure is kind of weak right now, kind of thin, so we need more coordinators. A coordinator coordinates a block of hours, and the job involves making some phone calls. And so the coordinators are the one to make sure everything's going smoothly with perpetual adoration. So we really need more coordinators to really help strengthen the program. So if you think that you might like to be a coordinator, then please check off item three on your invitation. There will be a meeting tomorrow evening at 6:30 in the administrative conference room for those who might be interested in being coordinators. And at that meeting, the role of the coordinator will be thoroughly explained, so you don't have to make a commitment until after you hear what's involved in being a coordinator. But a good program, perpetual adoration, depends on a good structure, which depends on coordinators ensuring that the hours are filled. So again, that's tomorrow, Sunday, 6:30 p.m., in the administrative conference room. After filling out your invitations, please hold on to them until after Holy Communion. After communion, the ushers will come around to collect the invitations and the pencils. So if at that time you make sure to turn in all the invitations and all the pencils, it'll make it much easier for the ushers and the adoration team to clean up the pews after Mass and prepare them for the next Mass. So please do not put them in the regular collection offertory time, but for the special collection after Holy Communion, which is only for the invitations and the pencils. I want to thank you for your wonderful response this evening, and I want to leave you with one happy thought. We all hope one day to see God the Father face to face. And don't have to, I promise you, He'll welcome you with open arms and embrace you and spend all eternity thanking you and loving you in heaven for you loving His Son on earth by, first of all, keeping His commandments and by being willing to spend an hour each week with Him in the Blessed Sacrament, so that we can continue on here at St. Anne's Parish with a much stronger and lasting program of perpetual Eucharistic adoration. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne,